imagine like walking down a street with storefronts, if you'd like a marketplace or a shopping center that has stores on either side of you, except storefronts are entirely bare, no signage, no offer deals in the window. Feels kind of like maybe you're walking through a dystopian future or a model of what a marketplace should be. But then you put on your AR glasses, maybe your Snap spectacles, which we did an episode on, or whatever brand has survived to the future with ASI. You put on your AR glasses and all of a sudden storefronts come to life and you see bright lights and signage and the offers and the vendors and all the virtual products that you were looking for. Take it a step further with ASI or artificial superintelligence, and maybe this can all be entirely personalized in real time. The storefronts and the offers and the products that you and I were to see if we were walking down that same row of shops would not be the same and be entirely generated based on, wait for it, maybe my emotions on the given day. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Definitely a volume-up episode today. I came in a little softer than usual. You probably realized there is a baby sleeping in the house/studio today. You probably always know when there's a sleeping baby because I usually come in at about half the volume as normal. Anyway, okay, navigators, trying something new out today and probably the next few days as well in a new multi-part series of episodes that I'm calling Marketing Futurism. With the recent post by Sam Altman regarding essentially the new expectation or timeline for artificial superintelligence, it seems appropriate to do some episodes that go a little sci-fi because we are rapidly approaching what was once literally science fiction in the case of artificial superintelligence. I think I saw a post today, and I'll have to track it down maybe if this episode blows up and goes viral and I need to give them credit. But essentially, I'll try and paraphrase here. It said how crazy it was that it seems like everybody in the AI community, and if you don't follow AI Twitter or the names on AI Twitter, or any other social, they've kind of shifted the conversation now from AGI to ASI, and it almost happened overnight. It's already replaced ASI has already replaced AGI as kind of what feels immediately possible or much more possible than people thought it would be. It's kind of replaced, the paradigm has shifted, if you will, and the people who work with these systems and are building these systems are realizing how much faster it's happening than they thought it would. So with that in mind, I thought we would do some fun little explorations or thought experiments about what the future of marketing might be like in a world with artificial superintelligence, if marketing is even a thing as we understand it to be right now. Maybe marketing will be something entirely different that we can't even comprehend. Okay, but I'm going to try and stay focused in our marketing futurism series and not go off on any crazy AI tangents, if I can avoid it, that is. So in our first episode in this little series, we're going to talk about personalization and customer experience in a potential world where artificial superintelligence has been accomplished. And honestly, again, who's to say if the AI will be doing the marketing in these examples or if we will be doing the marketing in the examples? I think that just depends on how long it takes humans to adjust their lifestyle around an AI that's capable of doing everything that needs to be done, literally everything that needs to be done. Okay, so personalization. First thing I want to touch on is something that we've talked about a lot in this show, and that is augmented reality. Even before artificial superintelligence arrives on the scene in thousands of days, as Sam Altman put it, I think augmented reality is going to be a huge step in digital marketing. We talk about how the experience of actually feeling like you're in a virtual environment and you can engage with the objects in that environment could work wonders for brand experiences and product demos or virtual shopping experiences. And especially when you can personalize those augmented experiences, I think the potential there is pretty evident. And I'm super excited for just to hop on for the ride as we kind of see what the capabilities of AR and VR technology are as they improve exponentially. Think of an example. Imagine like walking down a street with storefronts, if you'd like a marketplace or a shopping center that has stores on either side of you, except storefronts are entirely bare, no signage, no offer feels in the window. It feels kind of like maybe you're walking through a dystopian future or a model of what a marketplace should be. But then you put on your AR glasses, maybe your Snap spectacles, which we did an episode on, or whatever brand has survived to the future with ASI. You put on your AR glasses and all of a sudden storefronts come to life and you see bright lights and signage and the offers and the vendors and all the virtual products that you were looking for. Take it a step further with ASI or artificial superintelligence, and maybe this can all be entirely personalized in real time. The storefronts and the offers and the products that you and I were to see if we were walking down that same row of shops would not be the same and be entirely generated based on, wait for it, maybe my emotions on the given day. Forget about marketing to demographics and behaviors or online habits. I think in a world with artificial superintelligence, it may very well be tapped into our emotions and moods at any given time during the day based on literally what we are feeling in the moment. Maybe that will change our environment. Let's take that idea into another aspect of hyper-personalization that we often talk about on this show and in marketing in general, which is globalization and bringing your marketing content of your business or your business's content global, or if you're bringing your company global and you need to start marketing to an audience of global customers. Of course, we've seen huge strides in being able to just translate things in real time with our content and with AI, and now the ability to digitally market globally is really seamless, especially when you're trying to do multilingual marketing, and especially in a way that's culturally relevant to the prospect. You know, marketing from country to country can be entirely different based on the cultural values of that country or the people that live there or are from there. And it's never really been easier to kind of segment and distinctly market to a global audience, but take it to the level of instantaneous adaption and personalization that could take place. We were just talking about this marketplace that changes dynamically based on what a user is feeling or what they may be in the mood to shop for that day. And now imagine that that same dynamic personalization can be applied to the language of the shops that's being displayed on the signs, the language that's being spoken by fellow shoppers in the experience in real time can be translated. All the cultural elements that you that the real time that the user would want displayed in real time or their experience could be displayed. We would all be walking around in a world that's truly designed for us in every way. Some would say we already are doing that, but that's a conversation for a much more philosophical podcast than this one. Okay, trying to stay on track and keep it nice and short and helpful as always today, or at least in this case, insightful in the case of our marketing futurism series of episodes. Anyway, so before we wrap, let's look at one more common goal or pillar, if you will, of good customer experience marketing practices, and that's being empathetic and forming a connection and a bond with your customers or users. And let's take a look at that through a lens of a world with artificial superintelligence. Again, we're talking about perhaps maybe a customer service agent who could in real time respond to the tone of your voice or the emotion that can be detected in sound waves of your voice. Maybe it even has access to some biometrics and it can trace how you're feeling based on your vital signs. This customer service agent that can literally figure out what you want, what you need to hear, what the solution to your problem is before you even know it yourself. And actually, we've already started to talk a little bit about this. I think this goes right into that idea that we're all going to have these AI assistants or a true personal assistant in the most powerful sense of the word, a true partner, actually. And I think there's going to be an assistant that for us is going to handle a lot of things that I'll continue to call like gatekeeping for us, like purchases we're making and household items that need to be restocked and recommending maybe supplements or medication that you need. And it already feels like, you know, our devices know what we want or what we need before we do with some of the incredibly detailed targeting that advertisers do. You know, I think the jury's still out on whether our phones are officially listening to us to place ads, but I swear they must be because it's so impressive. Anyway, impressive may not be the right word, but you get what I mean. Anyway, it shouldn't be too hard to imagine where an AI assistant who borders on sentient, honestly, maybe these AIs, considering its artificial superintelligence, is sentient. In this hypothetical marketing future, this AI would know exactly what we need. And maybe human consumers just stop shopping and all the shopping is done by AI assistants. Or maybe I should start saying AI managers instead of assistants and give a little more respectful of a title to our future super advanced life coaches / overlords. Okay. Anyway, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it insightful in any way today, hopefully still useful too, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.